We're starting the study of Mechiras Chametz. Mechiras Chametz is an interesting topic. There's nothing in the Gemara about it. The Gemara mentions in passing briefly that you can sell Chametz before Pesach, but that's about it. It doesn't mention it as a solution to get rid of Chametz and certainly not to buy it back. The Mishnah just says, Kol Shah Shemutr Lechel, beginning of Perek Kol Shah, Kol Shah Shemutr Lechel, Machal Behema, Lechai Laofos, Mocher Lenachri, Mutr Banaso. That's what you can do before Pesach, before the Zman Isser. You can do various things, including selling to a non-Jew. That's basically what the Gemara says about selling to a non-Jew. It doesn't discuss Mechiras Chametz as an Eitzah to avoid Bal Yerah, as an Eitzah to save your Chametz after Pesach. And there is a Tosefta. The Tosefta talks about a Mechiras Chametz resembling the one that we do. But even after the Tosefta, you look in the Rishonim, you look in the early Pesach, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not that much. Shulchan Aruch has, pretty much we'll see, it's a sif. You know, the whole siman is a couple of sif, and two or three of them are kind of corner cases. It says you can do it, and you look in the Torah Beis Yosef, there's not that much there. By the time you get down to the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, you look at what the Shulchan Aruch looks like. There's pages of Shari Tshuva, there's collections of Tshuvas. It became, over the centuries, a very elaborate, very sophisticated system of Mechiras Chametz. Many Achronim wrote, you know, Seder Mechiras Chametz, to explain to you how to do it. They testify that the minhag is everyone does it.
The whiskey cellar, is that one of the big...
Right. So the people who have studied the history of it have basically said, Rav Shmuel Yosef Zevin had a classic essay on this, and other people have studied it, that it came about because of Jewish involvement in beer brewing and whiskey distilling, that it became, you know, it wasn't your extra box of macaroni and cookies, it was businesses. Even today, but businesses are still a major area where Mechiras Chametz works. It became necessary for Parnassah, and many Achronim, as we're going to be discussing, many Achronim acknowledge that there are problems with Mechiras Chametz, that it's not so lechatchila, but they said that they were makil because it was a hefse meruba and shasot chak, and there was a need to find kulos. The poskim do acknowledge that we do it today, even when it's not shasot chak. We do it today for the leftover half-empty box of Cheerios, and many people do when it's not a shasot chak. And the poskim explain that once they were makil, Once Chazal or the later poskim established a kula, because it was often hefse meruba, they didn't distinguish, and they said that we can always do it even for non hefse meruba. But it came apparently, like you were saying, it came because of the whiskey and the beer. Now the Tosefta I mentioned is basically the paradigm for the modern Mechiras Chametz. Tosefta is, you know, as usual, it's pretty brief. It just says, Yisrael v'nachri shayubayin b'shfina. A Yisrael and a non-Jew were on a ship. Chametz b'yad Yisrael. And Pesach is coming. Hareza mochel v'nachri. He sells it to the non-Jew. V'nosnum matana. Or gives it as a gift. V'chozir v'lokech imen alachra Pesach. If you want, you can buy it back after Pesach. U'vilvad shiitin ol matana gemur. As long as he gives it, you'll see some of this language in the Shulchan Aruch, as long as he gives it to the non-Jew outright. Now, a number of things aren't very clear here. What is the relevance of the story that we're going on a ship? Is that just like a common reason, just a kind of common case you might want to do it? Is there any halakhic significance to that? There are poskim who seem to say that Tosefta was only being matir b'shas atchak, only being matir when you were on a ship and you had no choice and you couldn't do beer because you're away from home and nothing else to do. They will make ill this, but damas are not.
I can't toss it over to the side of the ship.
Like, if the Chametz was on the ship itself,
yeah, it says
Biyad Yisrael.
Right,
it says Biyad Yisrael. It's ownership, not literally Biyad.
Right, I mean, it's right. So I guess it would be possible to throw it over, I have to reread the Rishonim more carefully. Part of the thing is that if you're on land, you could find a normal buyer who actually wants it, you know, who's not just doing you a favor of buying it for Pesach and giving it back to you after Pesach. There might be other things you can do with it. Yeah, I mean, certainly destroying it should be easy enough to do on a ship. Some of the Gaonim and early Poskim have said you can only do this once. We don't let you do this every year. If it happens once in a situation like this, you miscalculate, you have a lot of chametz, you can't do anything with it. You can do this, but you can't make a habit out of doing this if you're planning on buying it back. We don't pass like that, obviously. We do this year after year. The consensus of the poskim is, like the Truma Sedeshin, like later poskim say, that there's nothing essential about the ship, that the halacha, this basic idea that Tosefta is mutter, you're allowed to sell it to a non-Jew, you're allowed to make a habit of it, even if you're going to be buying it back from after Pesach, even if you both know that. And this is basically the model for the This is basically the model for the modern Mechiras Chametz.
Those who say that they discourage you from doing it year after year, would they? Is that also if it's, there's a Hefset Merubah, or that's more talking about the homeowner?
I'm not sure. I'd have to reread. Again, we don't pass like those sheets, but according to that sheet, I'd have to review exactly what the parameters of that sheet are. Now, there are a number of issues that come up, problems with Mechiras Chametz. One of them is the question of kinyan. You have to make a proper kinyan, and that's much easier said than done. To get a proper kinyan, we'll discuss it a little more soon, to get a proper kinyan that works with a non-Jew is a tricky matter. Another issue, which is one of the most talked about, one of the most conceptually interesting questions, is the question of harama. Between me and the lamppost, nobody really thinks that there's a sale going on. Maybe on paper, yes, but nobody really thinks that it's his. You do it as a kind of legal loophole. You do it as a trick. But it's a harama. The Gemara uses the word harama in many cases. The Gemara itself is very unclear on harama. Sometimes the Gemara says harama is fine. As long as what you did technically makes sense, you can do it. Other places the Gemara says you can't do harama. The question is, harama can be hard to define. What exactly is a harama? Is Mechiras Chametz a harama? And if it is it mutter anyway? So, the most famous shita here is an opinion of the Tvua Shar. The Tvua Shar held, yes, Mechiras Chametz is a harama. It's mutter anyway, he said. Again, b'shatzot chach, because it was a hefsim ruba, or at least it often was a hefsim ruba, that's why they allowed it, heimam ruba, heimam ru, he says. But because it's a harama, he says, it's only mutter when you're dealing with an isur drabban. Now, going back a step, we do Mechiras Chametz, we accomplish two things. We accomplish, A, that we're not, on Pesach, we're not violating Ba'yira, Ba'yimatzah, we're not violating a lav derais of Oni Chametz. B, we accomplish that the Chametz is mutter after Pesach. It's really Haba Hatalia. The reason Chametz is asur after Pesach is because it's a knas, because it's not derais, so we pass it's not derais, it's a knas derabanan because you were over the Isser on Pesach. So if you do it be'isser, A, you're over a lav, B, the Chametz is asur b'hana. If you find a solution, like Mechiras Chametz, A, you're not over the Isser anymore, and B, the Chametz is not Asur B'Hanah. We paskin, as we'll see, that if you are over the Isser, even if it was B'Shogur B'Onis, the Chametz is still Asur B'Hanah. There's even a Shaila, the Bir Lacha, the Achronim talk about, if you did Bittel, as you're supposed to do, and it was B'Onis, so A, it was B'Onis, you looked for it and you couldn't find it, it was hidden behind some crack somewhere, you missed it even after doing a good Bedika, and you did Bittel, even there, there's a question of whether the Chametz is Asur B'Hanah. Some posts can say, in such a case, you did whatever you could, and you did Bittel, and Medarais, it's Mutter. So then what are you supposed to do? Chazal told you to try to find it. I tried. I did everything I could. Then it's not Asur B'Hanah. The Pesukim say no. As long as you didn't actually get it out of your Rishus or sell it, it's going to be Asur B'Hanah. But if you sell it, then everyone agrees it's A, you're not over the lav on Pesach, and B, it's not going to be Asur B'Hanah. So the Tvua Shar understands that Mechiras Chametz is basically a harama. It's only mutter because you're dealing with drabbanans. Now, certainly the Isra of Chametz Shavar al HaPesach after B'Dievet is only going to be a drabbanan. That the Poskim say, that's Pashut. The thing is, even on Pesach, where Ba'yira is Daraisa, even there the Tvua Shar says, you're still only really dealing with a drabbanan. Why? Certainly if you're dealing with Chametz, which is not really Chametz Daraisa, Chametz Nuksha, different types of Chametz, which are only Chumras, drabbanan, then certainly it's only drabbanan. But even a loaf of bread, classic Chametz Min HaTorah, the Tvua Shar says, is still only Aser Medrabanan on Pesach. Why? Because we do Betel. Chazal said a person is supposed to be Mevatel Chametz. You say, Kol Chamira V'Chamiya, and you're Mevatel it. Says the Tvua Shar, that covers all your Chametz. You have a warehouse full of Chametz. It all goes, it all falls under the category of Betel. Even though it's worth a lot of money, he says, well, for a Jew, being over in Avera is such a terrible thing that he's Mevatel at B'Lev Shalem. Because I'll say the reason he's supposed to do a bedika is because the poskim says we're afraid the bittul won't be b'leiv shalem, but in general the Tvua Shar says we can assume the bittul is b'leiv shalem, and therefore midaraisa it is okay. You're only dealing with nisa drabanan, and once it's a drabanan, you can rely on haram. That's the famous sheet of the Tvua Shar. Now there are a number of other gedolei achronim, Shulchan Aruch Harav and others. They disagree. They say that Ba'yira, even after Bittul Ba'yira, is still Daraisa. The Chametz that you sell, if the sale doesn't work, you're dealing with the Daraisa. Why? What's wrong with Bittul? They say Bittul doesn't cover Chametz that you're selling. They express it different ways. So, the way the Shulchan Harav says it is, you plan on getting it back. Bittul means, I don't want it, I'm not interested in this, it's Kafra Da'ara, it's meaningless to me. It's not meaningless to you. You're running a business. You're deliberately selling it, and you're planning on getting it back, and you're selling it to a non-Jew who you know you can trust, and you're hoping to get it back, and your parnasa for the whole year depends on getting it back. That's not bittul. He says that you want that chametz. There's no bittul involved. So he says, bittul means if you forget a box of Cheerios somewhere, you don't care about that. You don't want it. But this kind of chametz that you have a very elaborate plan for, there's no bittul, and therefore he says it's a shgaga. He says those who say that it's only drabanan is a shgaga. You're dealing with daraisas, and therefore he says in the introduction to his instruction from mechiras chametz, better make sure you get it right. He says because you're not dealing with drabanan, you're dealing with daraisas. This also occurs. This machlokas comes up in an interesting machlokas between the nesivas in his Makar Chaim, his sefer Hilchos Pesach, and the Yeshuas Yaakov. They're discussing a question. Maybe we'll get into this more later in the week. They're discussing a question: what kinyanim you have to use for mechiras chametz. One of the key questions is: we'll see a little bit in the Mishabura this week, and hopefully I'll talk about this a little bit more. One of the key questions is: if you find kinyanim that only work midrabanan and not daraisa, can you rely on such kinyanim for mechiras chametz? So there's a major, huge debate in achronim all over halacha whether in general kinyanim drabanan work for daraisas. Big machlokas, why or why not? I mean, we'll discuss that another time maybe. But one part of this debate is, Makar Chaim says, it's not a problem. You can use kinyanim drabanan for mechiras chametz. Why? He makes the same point as the Tevuah Shar. He says that you're only dealing with drabanan because you're being mevatel anyway. Once you're being mevatel, what you're left with is a drabanan. Even on Pesach with his Balyira, it's only Balyira drabanan. It's only an Isser drabanan because mederais everything is batel, assuming you said kol chamira. So Mamela, you can rely on a kinyanim drabanan. The Yeshuas Yaakov was actually a bit earlier than the Sivas, I think. Shuas Yaakov also raises this idea, but he says no. He says very similar to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, there is no bittul on chametz that you're selling. Any chametz that's being sold is not mevatel. He doesn't tell the Shulchan Aruch Harav that you can't be mevatel the way he says it is. You don't mean to be mevatel chametz that you're selling, chametz that you already sold. You don't think of as yours. You already sold it. He's mashma that if you'd say explicitly, I want to be mevatel even the chametz that I sold, if for some reason it doesn't work, Harama or Kinyan or something doesn't work, I want the bittul to work. He implies that it would work, just that you don't mean to do that. Menastam, you don't mean to do that. The Achronim bring, that the Chalkis Yaakov brings, there are actually some earlier Achronim, including the Chasam Sofer, who explicitly say, Pung Faker, who explicitly say, like the Makar Chaim, that Kol Chamira does work for Chametz that you already sold, and they actually read it into the words. What one of them wants to learn, Sefer Yad Yosef, explains that when you say, Diva'arte u dilava'arte, I'm being mevatel anything that I was mevayer or that I was not mevayer. Why are you being mevatel chametz that you were mevayer? If it's gone, you don't need to be mevatel. It makes no sense. So he wants to say, be'arte means that I disposed of by giving to a non-Jew. In case it didn't really work, for all these problems with mechiras chametz, I want the bittul to go on that too. Chasam Sofer, I think, has a different idea. He says that when you say, dechamite u dilachamite, I'm not sure what pushes him to say this, but he says, when you say chametz that I've seen and I haven't seen, seeing means that you are aware is a problem, and lachamite means that you don't see is a problem because you think there's a mechira, but in case there isn't, then you want the bittul to go on that. But in any event, these achronim, the Chasam Sofer and the Yad Yosef and the Makar Chaim and the Tevuah Shar, the Bechor Shar, they're all assuming that the bittul does work even on chametz you mean it, and it does work even on chametz that you sold, and therefore that gives us a major head start in finding solutions. Because we're dealing with drabanans, we have much more latitude in finding kulas. On the other hand, you have the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and you have the Yeshuas Yaakov, we say no. We say that the bittul does not work on the chametz that we're selling, so we're dealing with the deraisa. Now again, when the shaila comes up after Pesach, you did a shaky kinyan, and now you want to know, b'dieved, can I eat the chametz? There's much more room for leniency, because after Pesach, the knas, everyone agrees is only drabanan. But if you want to know, l'chatchila, can I do X, and X is the shaila of X is not so pashut, then, according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Yeshuas Yaakov, you're dealing with a deraisa, and you have to have the chumras of deraisas. So harama is one question, and we'll discuss maybe that more on a future occasion, about whether it's a harama, is harama a problem, when do we say harama, when don't we say harama. Next question, which we'll be seeing some of the poskim on this week, is the question of kinyan. What kind of kinyan do you have to have for the... What kind of kinyan do you have to have for mechira to be effective in saving you from being over at Isra Daraisa and in making the chametz mutter after Pesach? There are going to be questions about whether the mechira has to be valid according to the law. If there are legal reasons why the mechira is not good. Now, you know, this is a question that first came up in Europe under European law, which were obviously different from modern law, but the question is, does mechira's chametz have to be valid legally? There is an issue called rotze b'kiyumo. There's a halacha that chametz, even if it's not yours, if you have some interest, some concrete interest in the chametz staying around, that itself is an iser, so we'd have to discuss whether rotzi b'kiyumo is a shaila on Pesach, and so on and so forth. And in general, one of the key things in mechiras chametz is, even if you accept that not really a harama or that a harama is mutter in this case, nevertheless, there is a general sense among the poskim that we try to minimize the harama to the extent possible. You see the Mishbura is going to talk about if you lock the chametz, if you don't give him the key. Many poskim said that was a problem because if you're not giving him physical access, that makes it sound like more of a harama. So on and so forth. One of the common themes we see in mechiras chametz is the poskim tried very hard to structure the mechira in such a way that it looks as much like a real mechira as possible, to minimize the character of harama, to make it as much like a real mechira as possible, even though at the end of the day, it's still hard to conceptualize it as a real serious mechira. As the Tua Shar says, this fellow is not a fellow who ever buys chametz in such quantities, you're not a person who ever sells chametz in such quantities. The overall parameters and circumstances of the sale don't give off the smell of a real mechira. Nevertheless, in spite of that inevitable problem, the poskim did try to make it as much like a real mechira as possible. And the first of the problems we'll be dealing with this week is the problem of kinyan. As we'll see in the poskim, ideally you really need a kinyan kesef and meshicha. When you're dealing with a non-Jew, there's a machlokas, you really want kinyan kesef and meshicha. Kesef is easy, kesef is trivial, you don't have to give all the kesef, a dollar is enough. Meshicha is the big headache. Certainly the way we do it today, he can't physically be moshech, you have to moshech all the chametz. There's not enough to be moshech one bit of chametz. He can't be moshech all the chametz. So because we can't do meshicha, that's where all the headaches start. If we could do both kesef and meshicha, that would be great. That would be wonderful. It would be yotzil chaladeus. Because we can't do meshicha, we never do meshicha anymore. The headache is find some replacement for meshicha. So we do a bunch of different kinyanim, as we'll discuss further on Wednesday, hopefully. Until then, we do a number of kinyanim to try to find something or some group of kinyanim that work with chaladeus. But that's going to be number one. That's one of the first big headaches involved with mechiras chametz bizman hazeh.